Amen, friend. Ain't we having a time? Boy, I praise the Lord. Everything for these services, good preaching, good adult choir singing. Now we're going to bring the youth choir around and let them sing to the glory of God. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. Don't you believe that junk that all the young people's all going to hell and they're all crazy. Amen. There's hope for our young people, but my friend, you've got to get them up under good, sound preaching and a church that lives a separated, clean life and teach them clean living for the Lord. You go to the, you parents, a lot of the, you folks, has got your church, these old cold, dead, liberal churches, and the only thing that preacher cares about, amen, is if you're down there and drop some money in that offering pan so he can sit on his fat back end and go out golfing and ride up and down the up and down the rivers and lakes in his bass boat. Amen. And so if you want to have some good, clean kids, try to get them in a good church. You say, Brother Johnny, there's none near me. Then shame on you. Bless God. You need to be packing up and going where they are. Because I'm going to tell you what, your children might be little now, but one day they're going to be the teenage part of life. And you'll wish to God a million times after you have to go bail them out of jail and get them out of drug rehab and things like this, that you would have got them in an old-fashioned Baptist church. Amen. I really mean that. I mean that. I mean a church and a preacher that preaches in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you the truth. A lady asked Brother Roloff one time. She said, Brother Roloff, my churches don't preach like you do, and they don't believe like you do. Said, what would you do if you was me? He said, well, I can't tell you what to do, but I'm going to ask you one question. If you was in a building and it was on fire, what would you do? She said, I'd get out. He said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Then, bless God, you made your own decision. Get out, amen. And my friend, I'd pack up. Listen, I'll tell you the truth. I'd eat sardines and live in a pup tent to get my kids up under good, sound preaching. Please listen to good choir. They range from 5 to 17 years of age. Got a great young man that leads them, that's in charge of his choir. They come sing for me just recently when I was in revival, and then went over to their church and preached, and I tell you the truth, they got the touch and the power of God. Amen. And you don't get these kind of kids by wishing. You get these kind of kids by working with them. Amen. Get them up under the power of God, and that'll take care of their problems with you. God bless you. Please listen to this now as the youth choir comes around and sings to the glory of God.
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh,
I want us to get ready now to go into preaching. After that good singing and good praising the Lord, amen. Are you ready now? Are you drunk? Amen. Well, you better buckle up now, because to me, we got one of the choicest men of God that's ever walked in shoe leather as he comes around to the pulpit. God bless you now as we get ready for the preaching.